Hey, and welcome to the Slugger Craft Beverage Podcast. Here we are with our Nash Vegas episode. We're drinking two beers from Nashville today, picked up on a recent trip there. We're going to start off by drinking Southern Grist Brewing Company's Blueberry Cobbler.
Looks good.
It does. I mean, it looks like a blueberry cobbler beer should look.
Smells like a blueberry cobbler.
Oh, man, it does. Now, this is a blueberry sour with cinnamon and vanilla beans in it. But the smell makes you think there's got to be something else in there, too.
I feel like this needs to be poured over, like, French vanilla ice cream.
I agree. And we haven't tasted it yet. This is just off of smell alone, but it smells like a pastry crust.
It does.
That
it
really buttery, does. Flaky, you know, crumble crust.
It smells like it was baked in an oven.
It does. Oh, grandma. Man. I mean, there's a lot of vanilla there. That's definitely part of it.
Yeah.
But we like to tell people how much these beers cost so we can tell you whether they're worth the price or not. We are unable to do that on this beer because I was shit-faced drunk when I bought it. So Drunk Me had excellent taste, but I have no idea how much I paid for this.
But he took an Uber to get there, so he was responsible.
I did. Now, the can was fairly dented because I also dropped it all over the store, but we're good.
That's right.
All right. But this is
it just means you got it at a reduced price.
Right. But if you've ever had a grape Kool-Aid, that's pretty much what we're looking at right now.
Oh, yeah.
Is a grape Kool-Aid. This is high-quality sour stuff here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Try this baby out.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's good.
That is a good beer.
That's very good.
I'm not a sour fan.
No.
But that one, like, you get that initial tart, but then all those other flavors that they advertise start coming in. And so you get hit with blueberry, then vanilla, and then the cinnamon blends with it right at the end. It's just layered really well.
I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what you just said. I was just thinking of like a hot fudge brownie with vanilla ice cream and then pour this over top of it.
I agree. You get a lot more of a maltiness at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I'm really thrilled about that, but I think for it being a blueberry cobbler, I think that's the cobbler part.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and everything else up to that is just all the things that you want inside that cobbler. So, I mean, it goes with it.
It's not too sour. That's what I like about it.
You get that initial sour, and then it goes straight into all those other flavors.
Because some sours you drink, it's like drinking a sweet tart.
Right.
I don't like that.
No.
And some of them are pretty thin, too, I think.
But I enjoy a good fruit sour, but I would take this one over several others that we've had.
Oh, yeah.
I know, you know, the brewery out of California who, you know, you and I both enjoy, a lot of their fruit sours, they can be a bit much.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
Yeah, several breweries that like to cater to the sour folks, they want to make you both ends pucker at once when you try it.
I would drive to Tennessee to go to this brewery.
Well,
just based off of this.
Yeah, I mean it's good. So I had their New England Pale Ale while we were there. It was great as well. They were just listed on, I can't remember the list. I probably should look it up if I was doing my due diligence here. But they were listed as one of the top 20 breweries to watch in 2019. That apparently they're just going to blow up all over the place. Southern Grist.
Well, you said they were only making sours and IPAs, right?
That's all they had on tap when I was going. That's why I didn't get to go to the brewery.
Well, those are the two really popular styles right now, are sours and IPAs.
Yeah. You're guaranteed to catch at least hipster kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely the sours.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't see a lot of over 40 there. It is.
I'm just smelling this. I love the smell of it.
It goes down quickly though. Like once you start sipping, it's very easy to start taking really big gulps.
I wonder if I emailed Yankee Candle if they would make a scent of this.
They may already have one. That may be what they based it off of. He's got Yankee Candle essence there.
Mm.
But I mean, this is the kind of beer that like. The can artwork's really cool, too. It's a very plain white can with just a big old hunk of dripping blueberry cobbler on it. Like, you could almost claim that this was marketed to kids if it wasn't so much marketed to me. Like,
And that's what I like about this can is what, there's a lot of cans that you look at and you look at the artwork and like, oh, this looks so delicious. And you try it and it ain't very good.
Yeah.
But this is pretty spot on to the picture.
And it, yeah, it's very simplistic, straightforward, and it tastes exactly like they're asking you to have it taste or you wanting it to taste.
Oh, I definitely buy this again.
Yeah. Like I said, it's the, like you can see how you can say like, oh, this is definitely like a good beer for people who aren't really into beer to go to first.
Right.
Because yeah. This shows a lot of complex flavors that beer's capable of having that a lot of people just don't think about.
Exactly.
I would dare say if you'd come to me 10, 12 years ago and said, hey, we're going to have this blueberry cobbler beer, I would have said, you're a fucking liar. That can't exist.
Yeah.
And sadly, 10, 12 years ago, it didn't.
But technology has come so far. Leaps and bounds.
No, that's not true. We could get that wild blue that Anheuser-Busch
makes. Good God. We used to drink that too much.
What was it, like 9% alcohol?
Probably. And
tasted like straight medicine.
It did. Oh,
two of those and you would release a rap album.
Yes.
It was awful.
Your lips would be blue. Tongue would be blue. Stained. Permanent.
So you're saying definitely buy again.
I put this in the top five of sours that I've ever tried.
I agree
with you. And that's if fruit sours or any other different sours. Yeah. I put this in top five.
Yeah. I can think of maybe one or two, maybe, that Bon Chiron. Is that how you say it?
I do not recall.
I don't know. Pretend that's the fucking way you say it. Anyway, that one, I really enjoyed their anniversary ale. And this one's got to be right there. I mean, I had a papaya sour at 622 one time that I thought was amazing, but I can't remember who made that. So if we ever find it, we're definitely going to buy more. If we ever find any Southern Grist, we'll buy more. But if they are as big as I feel like they probably are, a fairly decent-sized brewery, the idea that Tennessee's going to start shipping to Virginia is not a stretch. We have very friendly distribution laws.
So no beers from Tennessee are shipped to Virginia.
No, there are several. Just I don't believe they come this far.
You.
But yeah, there are several Tennessee beer we can get here.
I got you.
All right. So I think we're both on that. Yeah, we're going to buy this sucker again.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, we'll have to set up another beer.
Sounds good.
All right. Now let's try Tailgate Brewery out of Nash Vegas. Imperial Peanut Butter Milk Stout.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, man. I had this one. I can't lie. I've already had this beer before. But we went to Tailgate Brewery. It was one I did get to go to while I was there. It's a cool little brewery. They got three locations. They're all working breweries. We went to the one where they do all their sours. So there are big photos everywhere. But I had the regular version of this beer. And it was amazing. And then I was like, shit. They got an Imperial version of this beer. And so I got to look at it. I was like, okay, what they do different? Okay, it is the same exact beer with 4% more alcohol.
That makes it better, right?
That makes it the Imperial 4%
part.
Better. Yeah. So it is 9.5%. I got it in a 16-ounce can, which I believe is pretty much only available in the Nashville area. But I feel like that'll probably change. And as I say that,
that's a nice can.
It is. It's got a like zombie cow chasing a terrified peanut on the can. You can't beat those graphics.
No.
I mean, it does seem like a lot of cans have zombie stuff on them now.
Yeah, that's true. They're taking advantage of the popularity of zombies.
Yeah. I don't like to see people taking advantage of zombies. But
this is kind of a strange can from a Tailgate Brewing Company. When I hear that, I think of like Pabst or something like that. But.
Right. Well, and the regular, the non-imperial peanut butter milk stout, I believe that can was a cow leaning on the back of a truck at a tailgate, like with a little pennant in his hand and wearing a hat and everything.
Oh, okay.
So this is just that.
Okay. Now the cow's crazy and chasing a bunch of peanuts.
Right. 4% more alcohol. And
it did it.
This cow got real.
Right. So but, you said that earlier there was three locations in Nashville.
Yes. There's one actually on Music Row. There's one on east side of Nashville in what looks like a very sketchy neighborhood. That's where I went. And then I can't remember where the other one is. I'm sure West Nashville or North Nashville or, I don't know, a cardinal direction that had Nashville.
You said it like you worked for the tourism department of Nashville until that last part right there.
Right.
You had the road names down.
Let's talk about the beer.
Yeah, let's get to that.
Now, poured it, and the first thing I said was, this looks like Coke.
Not that kind of Coke. The bottle.
Liquid. Right, but it is not overly thick.
No.
I mean, you're not going to need a fork to drink this thing. But, like, even the head on it, like the little bubbles, the effervescence of it, it resembles Coca-Cola.
It really does. Not much on the nose, not until you really get swirling a bit.
Oh, yeah. I can get some peanut in there.
A little bit.
I mean, and as I've said, I'm not going to lie to you. I've had this before, so you can pretty much guarantee what I'm going to say when I drink it.
Let's try it.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good.
I told you, yeah.
That is good.
My father-in-law were watching a football game, and I think we looked at the tab, and we each had 6 pints of this. Which I know you're like, oh, 6 beer, it doesn't matter. I was like, yeah, but we were also going bar hopping the rest of the night. And so this is how we pre-gamed. That is a hefty
beer. I doubt you found a better beer than this down there.
I'm trying to think. And the first night, I don't remember how that night ended. That's actually when I bought the first beer. But I would dare say this was the beer that I was the most excited about to bring home. It's the only beer I tried there that I said, I need to make sure I bring that home.
It's delicious.
I think that's a thicker mouthfeel than it looks. Like it sits a little heavier on your palate than it looks. That's probably everything packed in it. A lot of milk stouts do that.
It does. It's heavy, chocolatey. You get the lactose a little bit of peanut butter.
I think the lactose really does a good job because peanut butter can make a lot of beers seem drier.
Oh yeah.
And I think the lactose keeps that creaminess you want with a peanut butter beer. Like, why would you want to have a peanut butter beer that tastes like chalk? This does a great job.
So you said you had the regular one, too.
Yes.
So how does this stack up?
I enjoyed this a lot more. And I love the regular beer. And I made sure to buy it again while I was there and everything else. But I thought this really was, like, the regular one was fantastic for a peanut butter beer. But you knew it could be better, and this one was everything you wanted from a peanut butter beer. Like,
I'm trying to think what you would even pair this with, though.
School lunch. Yes. Like that cardboard pizza, like the big old rectangle slab of pizza.
Right.
The corn that you have to eat with your spork.
Right.
I would put this with school lunch.
Let's do that.
You want to go get a school lunch?
Yes, let's get a school
lunch.
You're
not allowed within 500 feet of a school, and you know it.
That was only for a year, and that had passed.
Oh, okay.
So I'm good.
She turned 14, so.
Oh, good.
Now, around here, I'm sure her parents were cool with it.
Very, very true.
You've got a job. They love you.
Well, they were second cousins, so.
Oh, man. This is so good. I'm very happy we got this. I'm a little sad because the only other place I've seen tailgate beer is in the state of Tennessee.
And I know we can't sit here and talk about this for 20 minutes till it warms, but I got a feeling it's going to be much better when it warms.
I think as it warms, it really will become a much better beer.
I think you'll probably get a lot more peanut butter coming out when it warms.
So apparently, I'm reading the can now, by the way. The peanut butter milk stout, the regular version, not generic, the regular version, is their most popular beer.
Hmm.
Now they decided to make this so there would be more of it. More body, more savory, more peanut buttery. That's the end of the label. There's nothing else. But there's a lot of exclamation points if you want me to shout it.
There's a lot of logic to all that.
Exactly. But, yeah, I would love to go back to their other location, especially the Music Row one, and just – check that one out. I don't think the tap list will be any different, but I feel like that one might have more of a downtown vibe. Because have you ever been to Nashville?
No.
It is a bar town. I mean, that is all you do.
But I picture country music and relatively generic beer, what I think.
I did not come across regularly generic beer. Every bar we went to, with the exception of Kid Rock's bar, which was complete shit, had a wonderful selection.
And I think he brews his own beer.
They did. They were out of it.
Well, you're probably not missing nothing.
I agree.
So, so real quick, what was the price on this?
I believe this was $7 a can.
Okay.
$8, okay, maybe $7.99. I bought several things. I think our tab was like $180 there. So it's hard for me to gauge.
It's a little steep, but it's worth it.
I think I would buy it again, though.
Yeah.
If I could find, I buy one to share.
Right.
It's a good share beer.
Right.
So I definitely do that. But I think that'll about do it for the Slugger Craft Beverage Podcast.
You finish up with the computer. Let me borrow your beer for a second.
There you go. Pound for pound, though. This was a good show.
It really was.
Pound for pound! Oh, yeah. Cheers. All right. Drink on.